I'm Soledad O'Brien, sitting in for Anderson Cooper. Exclusive new insight into how Jerry Sandusky got away with it time and again after being caught in the act raping a child. You'll only see it here. Also, your major choice, the best ridiculous so far this year. Let's get started. We begin with breaking news, shocking news, in the Jerry Sandusky child rape story, even if you think you've lost the ability to be shocked with all the revolting details of his long and horrible run as a serial rapist. Well, after it came out in the investigation and the trial, the wooing of boys by this Penn State football hero, the way he used his children's charity, a children's charity, to recruit and groom those boys, the way he abused his role model status to discredit his abusers. After all of that, after all we've come to know, we still don't know this. How, when he was literally caught in the act raping a boy in the Penn State locker room shower, did he get away with it and go on to rape more boys? Well, graduate assistant Mike McQuarrie saw him and the boy in the shower. He froze, didn't stop Sandusky, but he did report what he saw. He told his boss, the legendary head coach Joe Paterno, what he saw. And Coach Paterno told his bosses. Everyone who had the power to stop Jerry Sandusky had the information they needed to stop Jerry Sandusky. So why didn't they? That is the question. Tonight, a 360 exclusive that could point to some answers. More now from Susan Candiotti.
CNN has been given details of four purported email exchanges from sources with knowledge of the case, raising new questions about what Penn State knew and when they knew it. The emails are between Penn State President Graham Spanier, Vice President Gary Schultz, and Athletic Director Tim Curley, discussing the now infamous 2001 shower incident where grad assistant Mike McQuarrie said he saw Sandusky sexually assaulting a young boy. The first email is dated February 26, 2001. That's 16 days after McQuarrie reports to his boss, Coach Joe Paterno, about what he's seen in the shower. Paterno testified, quote, "It was a sexual nature." By now, McQuarrie testified he's told Athletic Director Curley and VP Schultz about exactly what he saw, a boy with his hands up against a wall with Sandusky behind him. The alleged emails don't mention Sandusky by name, instead calling him the subject and person. In the first exchange, Schultz messages Curley about a three-part plan to, quote, "talk with the subject, contacting the charitable organization, Second Mile, and contacting the Department of Welfare." That's an agency required by law to investigate suspected abuse. Yet the next night, Curley indicates a change of heart. He allegedly sends an email to Penn State's President Spanier and refers to a discussion they had 2 days earlier about Sandusky. Curley says he wants to talk things over with Sandusky and work with him before deciding whether to contact child welfare. He also refers to Coach Paterno. Did something he said change Curley's mind? Quote, "After giving it more thought and talking it over with Joe yesterday, I am uncomfortable with what we agreed were the next steps. I am having trouble with going to everyone but the person involved. I would be more comfortable meeting with the person and tell him about the information we received, and tell him we are aware of the first situation." The first situation he's referring to is a separate shower incident Sandusky had with a boy in 1998. Sandusky was not charged at the time. He was convicted of both incidents at trial. Curley plans to tell Sandusky, quote, "We feel there is a problem and offer professional help, and at some point soon inform his organization, Sandusky's Second Mile, and, quote, maybe the other one." According to a source with knowledge of the emails, he's referring to child welfare. If Sandusky is, quote, cooperative, Curley writes, quote, "we would work with him. If not, we do not have a choice and will inform the two groups." 2 hours later, Penn State's president purportedly responds and agrees with the approach, quote, "I am supportive," Spanier writes, and adds this, "the only downside for us is if the message isn't heard and acted upon, and we then become vulnerable for not having reported it. But that can be assessed down the road." Spanier calls the plan humane and a reasonable way to proceed. The next day, VP Schultz weighs in with an alleged email to President Spanier and Athletic Director Curley. Quote, "This is a more humane and upfront way to handle this," he writes. "We will inform his organization with or without his cooperation. We can play by ear to decide about the other organization." Another reference, a source says, to outside authorities. But that never happened. Authorities say records show suspicions about Sandusky in 2001 were never reported to any outside agency. Victim 5 was molested by Sandusky in a Penn State shower about 6 months after the McQuarrie incident. And Sandusky later went on to sexually abuse at least 3 other boys. Years later, all testified at trial.